Weekdays, 10 Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Super special today. I'm so excited. We have a group here, and tell everybody what the name of your band is.
Bougie and Charlie.
Bougie and Charlie, and we're going to ask them some questions shortly, and let's just take it away. What song are you going to open up with? The first song we just played was I Like It. You wrote that.
My friend Jesse Barish wrote the song. Good friends with Marty Balin from the Starship Airplane days, and Jesse was so kind to let us use the song, and we kind of did our own arrangement on it.
It's amazing.
Was a lot of fun.
So. It's amazing. We're going to come back and talk more, so let's take it away. You guys are driving home from work and listen to some great music here. We're going to find out where you can buy their music and hear where it's at. So we'll be right back and enjoy.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da tickle on me, wiggle, wiggle. Oh, tickle, tickle, tickle on me, wiggle, wiggle. Tickle, tickle, tickle on me, wiggle, wiggle.
She likes to wiggle, she likes to jiggle, and jiggle for me. My baby, she likes to wiggle. Look at her, she's a jiggling gal. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. My baby, she's got a rockin' body, you know. She can shake it every time she moves slow. Makes me wanna kiss my baby, you see. My girl likes to dance for me, yeah. Well, baby, she's got a rockin' body, you know. Yeah, she can shake it every time she moves slow. Makes me wanna kiss my baby, you see. My girl likes to dance for me. Wiggle, wiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle for me. Wiggle, wiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle on me. Wiggle, wiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle for me, yeah. Wiggle, wiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle on me. Wiggle, wiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle on me. Wiggle, wiggle. Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle on me.
Is there any way to
rise
this?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So you're going to sing another song, but we're going to come back and find out how you wrote this song and what it's all about. And I can't wait to hear the next one. What is the next one called?
This song is called Lollipop.
Lollipop.
The lollipop.
Lolly. Everybody likes their lollipops, right?
Yeah. It's a candy girl.
We're a little silly from time to time. I mean, we're not taking ourselves too seriously.
No, that's amazing. How you enjoy this, and we're going to come right back. We'll be right back.
Yes. All right. Woo! Yeah.
Everybody get the song. I can't. It won't stay. It won't stay.
Let me
lollipop girl. Lollipop, lollipop, lollipop baby.
I wanna show you what I know.
She's a lollipop girl. Yeah, lollipop girl.
Lollipop girl.
Yeah, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop baby. Lollipop, lollipop, lollipop baby. Lollipop, lollipop, lollipop baby.
I wanna see what I
in my head for the next week. It is an amazing song, amazing group you have here. And I want to go into some questions at first. You have to see what these talented individuals do here besides singing, and you're going to be so surprised. So let's start with Chuck. Chuck, tell us what you do besides you're in a band that you put together.
First of all, we want to thank Dawn for and Matt for having us on their great show here.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. So we're having a great time. We you know, we make music, and our main thing is that we like making movies.
Yes.
We like to make suspense, thriller, horror movies.
Right.
Plus, we got our little fun, great rock and roll band.
That's amazing. And hey, the Rock House, we're going to get you over there, because I know we were talking the other day, they're doing a karaoke contest to put the people, whoever wins, on our boat for free. So it's a nice Woo-hoo! Cruise, so check Woo! That out. But so, I need to get you guys over there, because they're open till 3 a.m. And
really?
I'll tell
wow.
you, the Rock House is the one that's happening in Clearwater Beach, Florida. And we're going to come back and talk about your movies at 8:30, because you have more music to play for people that are driving.
Yeah. So we got Dr. Tommy.
Yes. Dr. Tommy.
Dr. Tommy.
Hello.
Yes.
How's it going?
Tell us what
What's up?
What kind of doctor are you?
I'm actually.
I didn't get on the other mic.
Which mic? This mic?
This one? Yeah.
So I'm actually I'm a radiologist. I'm a brain and spine specialist. I work in Clearwater about
and
2.5 years so far.
And here he is having fun doing what he loves doing, his passion.
Yeah, so I was a little late because of work, actually.
I gotcha. Well, we're welcome that you're here. And we have another beautiful lady. Introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm Carolina, my nickname is Bougie. That's why our band name is Bougie and Charlie. Because
that's so cool. I love
I'm
it.
I'm called Bougie.
It's homemade. Well, I love it.
Tell them about your surgery, man. Tell them.
Oh, no.
Come
worry
on. She
about
just
it.
Had
well, she,
surgery.
Yeah. Oh, no. What?
Don't worry about it. Let's play music.
We got a good buddy over here.
You also person. Just won a top award.
Yes, I won an award for the best actress in Orlando, so I'm pretty proud of that. And we won, actually, for best feature film as well, The American Ripper, our film.
The American Ripper is out there on Vudu, and it's also out there on Amazon Prime.
On Prime.
That's so
right,
we're excited about it, and it's going to be on all the different platforms through ITM Films. We have our buddy here, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Sammy.
What's
He's
up? I'm Sam.
Yeah. Rockin' Sammy.
So, how's it going?
So tell us about yourself, Sammy.
I'm 30. I'm from Tampa. I do
not
fire.
Single. He's not single.
Yeah, I'm not single. I have a fiance, Ashley, and a baby, Teddy.
Oh,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Wife's pregnant again. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a cool boy. Is there anything you want to promote on air?
I'll promote my boys in the group chat. Eric and Ian and Chris and Jason.
Very cool. Very cool. We're so glad that you all joined. And you have more music, and we're going to come back and talk about how you started the band and all that good stuff. So what's your next song you're going to sing?
I'm going to call this The Guy on the Boat.
The Guy on the Boat.
The Guy on the Boat.
Oh, that's interesting.
And this one's actually for you, Dawn.
Right.
We wrote this about a year ago, we had a lot of fun on it. We had some guy on the boat where we live kind of going back and forth, pestering us
annoying.
So, on a boat, and kept looking into the windows and different thing where we live. So we thought, hey, we'd be cool, kind of cool to make a song about this guy on the boat.
Just
guy
making fun of him.
Andy, do you know the guy in the boat?
No.
No.
No, we don't even know if that guy's around anymore.
Well, let's take it away. I know our listeners are so excited that you're on the air with us, and we'll find out where they can buy your music and book you, and anybody who wants to book this band as well, please let us know. Okay, take it away on your next song on The Guy in the Boat.
Relaxing, talking on a summer day, chilling and grilling to celebrate the way. When all of a sudden something talking to us, there's a guy on the boat and he's coming this way.
The guy on the boat, he's looking at you. The guy on the boat, he's following us. The guy on the boat,
don't care, he's the guy on the boat.
The guy on the boat.
On what to do. No courtesy, no respect. This is what we see in you. Yeah, I'm clown by. And all of a sudden something happened to us.
The guy on the boat, he's looking at you. The guy on the boat, he's bothering us. The guy on the boat don't care, he's the guy on the boat.
Feel so strong, no concern, no respect. Something's happened to us.
The guy on the boat, he's looking at you. The guy on the boat, he's bothering us. The guy on the boat, don't care.
He's the guy on the boat. Let's go again, right time now.
The guy on the boat, he's looking at you. The guy on the boat, he's looking at you.
The guy on the boat, he's bothering us.
The guy on the boat don't care.
He's the guy on the boat.
Ooh,
he's the guy on the boat, yeah.
The guy on the boat. 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 The guy on the boat.
He's the guy on the boat. The guy on the boat, the guy on the boat.
Yeah, he's the guy on the boat.
He's the guy on the boat.
Sing to your patients like that too. I love it.
I sing to pictures of my patients because usually I'm looking at like a picture of their spine. So I'm sorry.
All patients want to have Dr. Tommy take care of them.
That is so cool. You know, it is 8:26. We're on 3 FM, 3 AM, Clearwater Beach, Tan Talk Radio. And Chuck, we're going to go into a little bit real quick too. How did the band start? How did it all come about?
Craigslist, baby.
I think it wasn't something like that. I don't remember.
It was definitely Craigslist.
Like, how did you all meet?
I was playing with a good buddy of mine, Marty Ballin, from the Jefferson Starship, and sadly, Marty had passed away. And so I said, you know what, it's sad, we got to move on. So me and Carolina started writing a bunch of songs together, and then we met Tommy. And Tommy was, you know, the doctor, and basically came in and really liked our songs. And we started introducing Tommy. Tommy, you know, we're both born in May. And we're both Tauruses, you know. We got this ambitious situation going on.
So, like, how did you meet me?
How did I meet you?
No, how did you meet? I know how you met me. How did you meet Tom?
I met Tommy. I'm trying to think. Did we meet through Craigslist?
Yeah, man.
Was it Craigslist?
I just finished all my training up at Johns Hopkins, moved down here. I was like, I need to get in the music scene right away. And, you know, posted some videos and...
Chuck liked what he saw.
Yeah, I like the good-looking lead singer out front. So it reminds me of Grace Slick and Marty Balin. So that's kind of how this all came about.
That's beautiful.
And then
I met
my buddy here, Sammy.
Yes, hi, Sammy.
Sammy was the guy. He wasn't the guy on the boat, but
as far as you know.
Well, I have to talk to your fiance because we were talking about boats before the show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have to... I have to talk
Let
to her.
Let her know it's okay to live on a
catamaran. It's okay to live on a boat. I lived on a 37-foot Endeavor. It would be a girl on a boat. That'll be the next song.
We'll be the couple
on the boat. I like that one, too. That's super cool.
So we met Sammy, and Sammy liked our stuff. And I said, hey, Sammy, you should join our band, you know? So Sammy's like, hey, I want to be part of working with you guys.
Because he's slapping the bass. Together.
So Sammy's good friends with Sammy Hagar. No, I'm all okay.
They're actually related, but they don't talk.
Yeah, I'm also so impressed because you're a film director, and you got a movie that's out we just talked about, and then you're working on a couple more movies?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the American Ripper. Everybody's digging the American Ripper. They think it's kind of a really good situation from, you know, Jack the Ripper, the American Ripper. So,
right, and where can they see that for the ones that are just tuning in?
You can see the American Ripper. Make sure you lock your doors and lock your windows, though, when you see it. You can see it on Voodoo TV. You can see it on Amazon Prime. Next upcoming weeks, it'll be an international all over the internet platforms throughout the world.
And you've done all the marketing for that?
We've done a lot of marketing. You guys helped us out on the radio. We're excited about what you've done here, Matt and Dawn has done for us. And
I hooked him up with Mama Ali,
Mama Ali is a friend of ours. We love Mama Ali. For those who don't know Mama Ali, that's Muhammad Ali's wife.
First wife.
Yeah, and they have, what a great, you know, great woman. Ambitious, enthusiastic. She is a trip, you know.
She's a doctor, too.
She's a legend. She's a legend. And, telling us stories about how Michael Jackson was in love with her, you know, and all these great stories. And I said, hey, you know, did Muhammad Ali ever meet Elvis? She sends me a picture personal picture of Elvis and Michael Jackson and Muhammad Ali, you know, just great stories. She's also a famous fighter.
Yeah.
She fought with Chuck Norris. She sent me pictures of, what's that movie, Dragon from with Bruce Lee.
Right.
Return of the Dragon.
Oh, my gosh.
She's in these films fighting and kicking butt with Chuck Norris.
She was a double or something.
Yeah.
She was
she's going to help you with some media. She's very hooked up to a lot of talk shows as well.
Yeah, she's just, she loves us, you know. You know, she called us a few days ago. You know, we speak for hours on the phone with her, man. She's just a trip, you know.
I've got another friend at WPBR Radio. That was where I started back in West Palm Beach. I got to hook you up with Helen. And so we're hooked up with everybody. But
like
these
Monday
guys got to be booked.
Say,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing an acoustic show tonight.
Yes, we are.
So we have an electric show.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm playing an acoustic guitar here. This guitar was made by Martin Guitars, custom made by Martin myself.
Wow.
And there's only one of these in the world.
And how long have you been playing?
I don't know. I've been playing, what, maybe a year now? No.
I was going to say, was that Keith Urban DVDs? No.
No, I've been playing a few decades.
That's amazing.
You know, and I just love guitar playing, and we love music, and the whole band's got a lot of enthusiasm going on, and we have a really good time making our own music, you know?
That's so cool. And I have to ask your wife, because does he sing to you?
Yes, he does.
And you do sing to him?
That was
all the time she sings to me.
Yes,
she screams to me, too.
Yes.
That's a beautiful wonderful relationship. I love it. I just love hearing that. There's nothing like
music. We have a blast, and this all started from, you know, we wrote a lot of these songs. We're over in Poland. You know, we wrote these songs with the guys, Sammy and Tommy here, and you know, one thing leads to another. We keep just writing our music, and we put our music in our movies.
That's amazing.
So we do the music score. We add these original songs into the movies in certain scenes, and then we have a lot of fun doing that. You know,
and I listen to my own songs in the shower sometimes. So yeah.
Like everybody else.
So, you know, a lot of people think, you know, I'm waiting for my agent, I'm waiting for people to call me, and here you are. You started your own film production company, and you put yourself in it, and your wife in it, and your songs in it, and that is brilliant, my friend. I want to tell you. Wow. That is amazing.
That's an honor to hear you say that, and we really respect that, and thank you so much for telling us. And
it's just solely, truly a blessing to have you here. I know we have another half hour, so we're getting more music. I know people are saying more music. So what is your next song about?
This song is about our country.
Okay.
So we want to talk about our good old USA here.
Okay.
And how we're proud. We have the election coming up, and we thought we would do a song about America.
I love it. I love it. Take it away.
Gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell. Gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell. Gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. USA, USA. No one better than the USA. USA, USA. No one better than the USA. Ooh. Gonna raise hell, gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell, gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell, raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell. Retail. This is our flag and we're doing well. USA, USA. No one better than the USA. 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 We're the United States of America. Stars and stripes are the brave and strong. We're the United States of America. Stars and stripes are the brave and strong. Brave and strong, yeah.
My USA.
Raise hell, gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell, gonna raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell, raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. Gonna raise hell, raise hell. This is our flag and we're doing well. USA, USA. No one better than the USA. 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 We're the United States of America. Stars and stripes are the brave and strong. We're the United States of America. Stars and stripes are the brave and strong. We're the United States of America. Stars and stripes are the brave and strong. We're the United States of America. Stars and stripes are the brave and strong. Brave and strong, yeah.
My USA, baby.
Brave and strong, yeah. USA.
My USA.
USA. USA! USA!
Wow, and we're proud to live in the USA, I'll tell you. That is truly an American song. Who wrote that song?
I wrote that song.
Wow. That is so cool. So cool. Oh my goodness. So real quick question I have here for everybody. What do you do on your off time? Like, what is your fun thing to do? Just something that you do, not in the business, not as a doctor.
Definitely not a doctor. Volleyball.
Okay.
You know, played a little competitive golf, like to travel. Okay. Do not cook whatsoever. Like zero. I have a full meal service every day delivery. Yeah, what about you guys?
We love to travel, actually. So we try to travel as much as we can. But I rarely have off time. It's, you know, we are basically busy all the time, and I'm the full-time editor, so I'm editing my own movies, and that's what I'm doing, you know, but my passion too. So
that is,
I don't really feel like I'm working.
And you do it together, and that's what makes a huge difference. And what is your fun thing to do?
So I do fireproofing for work. That's pretty cool.
Ooh. Oh.
And then I play in another band called Hollow House.
So okay.
Music is my thing.
Okay. Are you playing anywhere in town?
No, not soon.
Not yet? Okay, that's it. Well, we're going to get you to that rock house.
I'm playing right here.
Yeah. Right here. Special on Tantalk Radio. We're so glad that you joined us and listening to music on your way home as well. And let's go. We're going to do another song.
Yeah, we enjoy playing our music. That's kind of what we do. We, you know, our passion is me and Carolyn. I mean, basically every day we're just video editing. We have another movie that we're making in West Virginia right now.
Oh, exciting!
So you know, we got things going on, and we're real excited. So we're happy. We have all our friends listening in from Bethpage, Long Island, and people from all over the world. I hope, you know. So
yes, and we have people all over on TikTok watching live, and I hope you love this group as much as I do. And what's the next song that you're going to play?
This song is going to be called Taking It Easy.
Taking It Easy.
So just taking it easy, having a good time. So.
And I tell everybody, take it easy sometimes. If you know that me time is around the corner, go to a spa, take it easy, watch a movie, and enjoy
exactly.
Your life. It goes so fast. All right, take it away.
Euphoria.
taking it easy in my life. Yeah, I'm taking it easy in my life. Taking it easy.
Wow.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're back. I hope you're loving this music. I know people are asking me where they can buy their your music, where they can download it. Are you out and about with that?
Right now, we're actually recording with a good friend of ours, Jeremy Miller.
Okay.
Works with Dave Matthews and many other folks. So right now we're in the recording studio, so we're kind of putting our album together.
Yes.
So,
where can they find you on social media?
We have, right now, we have either Bougie and Charlie page on Facebook or The American Ripper. Just put The American Ripper on Facebook and you're going to find us. Right now it's called The American Ripper.
You can slide down on The American Ripper on Facebook. You can kind of see stuff going on about the movie. You can see some other stuff that we're playing, some music. Tommy does a great, great impression of our friend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't want to die. Sometimes wish I'd never been born at all. Carry on, as if nothing really matters. I see a little silhouette of a man, scallopoo, scallopoo, do you do the mandingo, thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening. Galileo, 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 Mingaro, Mingifico. I see a poor boy from a poor family, he sees a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Oh my god!
I look like him sometimes too. When I get my statue.
Oh, he looks like him. Definitely looks like him.
So cool. And also, people are asking if they can send headshots or a demo of their work, or do you work through a casting director?
Yeah. So you would send it to Carolina's email there.
Okay. ThreeRatsEntertainment@gmail.com. It's ThreeRatsEntertainment. It's our company.
It's okay. Three with the number three.
Number three.
Okay. ThreeRats. ThreeRats Entertainment.
Like demos? What kind of work? I like their resume, their headshot.
They would just send us pictures of us and their background and resume as far as what movies they've done, acting they've done. We'd like to see their acting, and they can send us some videos of them because we actually have this new movie out, so we're going to be doing casting probably in the next bunch of weeks coming up.
Oh,
so,
nice.
You never cast me.
I don't know. You can never get out from work.
Yeah. Tom is a real doctor, and what kind of work? What kind of doctor again?
Radiologist. I look at pictures. I'm a picture book kind of guy.
He's a doctor.
He's a photographer.
He's an amazing singer as well. My gosh. I go so fast, everybody. I know we have 15 more minutes left. Do you have some more music you want to play for our guests?
Sure, we do.
Yeah,
and
we got maybe two more songs we can do. I'd like to do this song with Tommy singing lead on it. It's called Rhyme or Reason.
I love it. All right, take it away.
Yeah, guys, it's one of our newest songs. But I won't give up.
see me, then you let me go. New Rama Risa, yeah, to the game called love. Gonna play a game.
This amazing band, and I am going to just end the show with one more song. I know we have about 6 minutes left, and what's your last song that you're going to play?
It's called Peace.
Peace. And peace be with everybody. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life, and watch things happen, and we'll see you next week. Enjoy the song. And
we want to...
Go ahead.
We want to... For everybody out in the world, that's... so sad about what's happening over in Israel and Ukraine, where everybody's fighting. There needs to be a different way. There needs to be a better way. Another way and a better way than the way we're going. way and a better way than the way we're going in the world today. There's a better way.
A better way to live.
Yeah, a better way. Love is all that's left.
Love is all that's left.
Love is all that's left. Yeah, one more time. Good. If they're not good, if I can change them, I would. Love is all that's left.
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 Love is all. We need peace in this world right now. We need love in this world. Not this fighting. We need to stay peaceful.
Yeah, I just saw a video on TikTok.
That's high on music right now.
No, this young kid that was under the rubble in Israel, over there in Gaza and Israel, he said there was an angel that showed up underneath him and was staying with him till he was rescued.
Oh, wow.
And that's so beautiful to know, you know, that God is, you know, with these kids and just protecting. And we just keep our prayers going over and over there with what's going on. We only have a few minutes left. Any last words, Chuck, that you want to tell the world?
Again, peace throughout the world. You know, John Lennon, peace, love.
Right.
Pretty basic stuff here.
Pretty basic stuff. You know, hopefully it'll
happen. Don't kill people.
We're happy to be here with the Dawn Reese Show tonight. We had a blast.
Thank you. It was so much fun. It went too fast. And I got to get you to the Rock House over there. And you play for them as well. It's over in Clearwater Beach right now.
We would love that. You know, we would have a lot of fun there doing our material. And,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we do a bunch of Queen songs, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Definitely, yes.
Oh, can we end with a Queen song? I know the other guitar players looking at me. No. Yeah, you can go. It's been any last words that you want to tell everybody?
We just love everybody and hope you had a great night tonight. And we really enjoyed here to be in the studio with Dawn Reese. And hope you guys like our music and follow us on Facebook, The American Ripper.
Check our movie out, everybody, too, The American Ripper. I'm sure you guys are going to like it. So
yes. Any last words you want to tell the world?
No. Thanks for having me. Let me play bass.
I got one.
You got one, Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Go.
Go Jaguars! Let's go! All right, and Gators.
Okay. Well, can you end with a Queen song again?
Yes.
We Are the Champions. Sing a little bit of that.
Wow, give me a little bit of opening. Let's just play Under Pressure. Let's go. Just play it.
Just a little bit.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Let's just play Under Pressure. Why not?
Let's go.
Puts people on streets, mama, man.
That's okay to tell, knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out. Pay tomorrow, take me high. Pressure on people on streets. It's okay. Chipping around, kick my brains around the floor. These are the days and nights, but it pours. He don't mama, she don't know mama, she don't know. And Bella, people on the street, she don't need a man. People on the street, she don't need a, need a, need a. It's a tale. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out, pray tomorrow, take me high, high, high.
Wow.
You want to keep going?
Turn away from it all.
That's
like a little diamond.